You did actually drill the band, didn't you? You made the band go for runs.
Oh, we didn't really make them. We encouraged it. But only those who wanted to in the band. And that would probably be about four or five of us.
And you'd run straight into the studio and then make music?
We would run into the rehearsal studio in the mornings and then rehearse. Yeah, we did that.
But 1982, you get, you know, number one in the charts, Come On Eileen, yeah. Massive star. You felt very uncomfortable about that starting, didn't you?
I mean, I only had a tiny taste of it for a few months. Mm. But at the time, in the 80s, there was only a couple of TV stations. Three. And, you know, if you were on TV, everybody, a pop programme on Christmas Day, for example, everybody saw you. So I did have quite an intense few months. I mean, I don't know how these people stick it for years. I don't know how they do. I found it too much. And I also found it empty. Nobody was putting pressure on me, just an internal pressure. I just found it difficult to deal with.
And
there was all
where does
people.
That come from? Seeing as you've admitted you drill the band hard, you yeah. want things to be right, you take it very seriously. Is that a work ethic that was drilled into you? Does that come from your dad?
Oh, yeah. My family, yeah, my dad. I'd probably say, and he might admit it, he was a workaholic, you know, and a perfectionist.
Where did he work, in the car plant?
Oh, no. We grew up mostly in, although the band's always associated with Birmingham, and it was where it was formed. I spent most of my childhood in northwest London, in Harrow. And my dad was a builder. He had his own building firm. He wasn't a guy who ever was really interested in, like, making lots of money. He was just interested in doing a fantastic job. And everything had to be absolutely perfect. But he was a very good builder, you know.
But that sounds like the way that you pushed the band throughout.
So. Yeah.
Did you ever work with him? Did you go out on the site?
I did. I didn't last very long. It was a bit weird because I was the boss's son. One of my uncles, who was also working on the site, said, oh, here he is. Don't say anything in front of him, lads. The human tape recorder. I wasn't telling me dad anything. I was more on their side than his. There'd be about four or five guys working for me dad, you know. Mm. They did a lot of conversions in houses in Kensington and all that, you know. I mean, I only worked for the old man for a few months, really. I wasn't cut out to be a builder. I mean, he thinks I was, and he probably even now thinks I'd have been better if I'd stayed in the building trade.
Is he not proud of the number one?
Oh, no, he is. And he told me the other night, bless him, he came to the Shepherd's Bush show, and it was so nice. My dad's 94, and he said, I'm proud of you. Oh, it was so touching. Well, it wasn't.
Had he not said that very often?
No, he hadn't. But that was nice that he said that. But he did also say to me about 5 years ago, you might have been better off if you stayed in the building trade with me.